Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy, joy they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long once more to be.
Once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Good morning, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Pardon me a moment. Now, all right, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, Father, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward, to open our hearts and minds to be receptive to this, your word, and to enlighten us, Father, and give us revelation of the truth of this, your word, and a greater understanding, Father, of what you want us to have and to hear. Now be with us, Father, throughout this study. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in the 9th chapter of Joshua. And we're going to find out what happens here when you don't look to God for answers and for situations in your life, and just how things can go wrong. And all really because you don't go to the Lord about it. Now, here in verse 1, and it came to pass, when all the kings which were on this side of Jordan, in the hills and in the valleys, and in all the coast of the great sea, over against Lebanon, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, heard thereof, that they gathered themselves together to fight with Joshua and with Israel with one accord. And when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done unto Jericho and to Ai, they did work willingly and went and made as if they had been ambassadors. Now, I want you to see something here. What they put together, they're going to go see Joshua, and they're going as ambassadors. And I want you to see what they are putting together to take with them. And took old sacks upon their asses, and wine bottles old and rent and bound up, and old shoes and clouted upon their feet, and old garments upon them, and all the bread of their provision was dry and moldy. You see, they've taken even their bread that they are packing to take with them is moldy. And you wonder why they're doing all of this. Well, now here in verse 6, when they went to Joshua unto the camp of Gilgal and said unto him and to the men of Israel, we be come from a far country. Now therefore make ye a league with us. For tell them they've come from a far country. They haven't. Now, verse 7. The men of Israel said unto the Hivites, peradventure you dwell among us, and how shall we make a league with you? And they said unto Joshua, we are thy servants. And Joshua said unto them, who are ye, and from whence came you? And they said unto him, from a very far country. Thy servants are come because of the name of the Lord thy God, for we have heard the fame of him and all that he did in Egypt, all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites that were beyond Jordan, to Sihon, king of Heshbon, and to Og, king of Bashan, or Bashan, and was at Ashtaroth. Wherefore our elders and all the inhabitants of our country spake to us, saying, take victuals with you for the journey, and go to meet them, and say unto them, we are your servants, therefore now make ye a league with us. You see, actually what they're doing is they're lying and tricking Joshua. And you wonder how they can do that. Well, we'll find out here in just a minute. Verse 12, this our bread we took hot for our provision out of our houses on the day that we came forth to go unto you. But now, behold, it is dry and it is moldy. Their journey had took them so long that their bread dried out and was moldy. We know they packed it that way. It was done before they ever left. Well, they didn't have far to go, really. Now, and these bottles of wine which we filled were new. And behold, they be rent, and these our garments and our shoes are become old by reason of the very long journey. And the men took off their victuals and asked not cancel at the mouth of the Lord. And Joshua made peace with them and made a league with them to let them live, and the princes of the congregation swear unto them. As you see, Joshua went and made the league with them as they had asked, all because they had lied and tricked him. Now, 16, and it came to pass at the end of 3 days after they had made a league with them that they heard that they were their neighbors and that they dwelt among them. They was living among these people. And yet they had claimed to be from a very far country. And the children of Israel journeyed and came unto their cities on the third day. Now their cities were Gibeon and Shaphelah and Beeroth and Kirjath-Aim. Now, you know now, share something with you here. You know now where my name came from. Came from right here. Kirjath-Aim. Or Gerain, rather. My grandfather had it. He had the full name. Kirjath-Gerain. But when I came along, Mom wanted me named after my grandfather, her dad, and my dad, so I wound up with Kirjath the White. Now, that's where it came from. 18. And the children of Israel smote them not, because the princes of the congregation had sworn unto them by the Lord God of Israel, and all the congregation murmured against the princes. But all the princes said unto all the congregation, we have sworn unto them by the Lord God of Israel, now therefore we may not touch them. But you see, they didn't go to the Lord about the situation before they made the agreement. This is why they're stuck now. Verse 20. This we will do to them. We will even let them live, lest wrath be upon us, because of the oath which we swear unto them. And the princes said unto them, let them live, but let them be hewers of wood and drawers of water unto all the congregation princes had promised them. And Joshua called for them, and he spake unto them, saying, wherefore have you beguiled us, saying, we are very far from you when you dwell among us? Now therefore, you are cursed, and there shall none of you be freed from being bondsmen and hewers of wood and drawers of water for the house of my God. And they answered Joshua and said, because it was certainly told thy servants how that the Lord thy God commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land from before you. Therefore we were sore afraid of our lives because of you and have done this thing. Now behold, we are in thy hands as it seemeth good and right unto thee to do unto us. Do. And so did he unto them, and delivered them out of the hand of the children of Israel, that they slew them not. And Joshua made them that day hewers of wood, jars of water for the congregation and for the altar of the Lord, even unto this day, place which he should choose. You see, instead of Joshua going to the Lord about it when they first came to him and wanted to make this league with him, this agreement, he didn't do it. We have finished now with chapter 9, and we're going to be going to chapter 10, and with the first verse. Now it came to pass when Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, had heard how Joshua had taken Ai, utterly destroyed it as he had done to Jericho and her king, so he had done to Ai and her king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel and were among them. Now, verse 2. You see, this news was traveling very fast, even by word of mouth. And back then, that was about the only way they had of news traveling. But it had traveled now. And in verse 2 says, that they feared greatly because Gibeon was a great city as one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all the men thereof were mighty. Wherefore, Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, sent unto Hoham, king of Hebron, and unto Piram, king of Jarmuth, and unto Jephirah, king of Lachish, and unto Debir, king of Edom, saying, come up unto me and help me, that we may smite Gibeon, for it has made peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel. Now you see, this peace that Joshua made without going to the Lord is bringing trouble his way. Verse 5. Therefore, the five kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hezbollah, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon, gathered themselves together and went up, they and all their hosts, and encamped before Gibeon, and made war against it. And the men of Gibeon sent unto Joshua to the camp, to Gilgad, saying, slack not thy hand from thy servants, come up to us quickly, and save us, and help us, for all the kings of the Amorites that dwell in the mountains are gathered together against us. So Joshua ascended from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him, and all the mighty men of valor. Now, 8. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear them not, for I have delivered them into thy hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee. Joshua therefore came unto them suddenly and went up from Gilgal all night. And the Lord discomfited them before Israel and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon, and chased them along the way that goeth up to Beth Horon, and smote them to Azekah and unto Mekedas. And it came to pass, as they fled from before Israel and were in the going down to Beth Horon, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them unto Hezekiah, and they died. They were more which died with hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with a sword. In other words, the Lord took care of more of them than Joshua did in order to defeat them. To the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel, and he said in the sight of Israel, Son, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hastened not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Now, 15. And Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, unto the camp of Gilgal. But these five kings fled and hid themselves in a cave at Michmash. And it was told Joshua, saying, the five kings are found hid in a cave at Michmash. And Joshua said, roll great stones upon the mouth of the cave, and set men by it for to keep them, and stay not, but pursue. Page. All right. After your enemies, and smite them, and dismost of them, suffer them not to enter into their cities, for the Lord your God has delivered them into your hand. And it came to pass when Joshua and the children of Israel had made an end of slaying them with a very great slaughter till they were consumed, that the rest which remained of them entered into fenced cities. And all the people returned to the camp to Joshua at Michmash in peace. None moved his tongue against any of the children of Israel. Then said Joshua, open the mouth of the cave and bring out those five kings unto me out of the cave. Now, here in 23, and they did so, and brought forth those five kings unto him out of the cave, and the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jamath, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon. And it came to pass, when they brought out those kings unto Joshua, that Joshua called for all the men of Israel, and said unto the captains of the men of war, which went with him, come near, put your feet upon the necks of these kings. They came near, put their feet upon the neck of them. And Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom you fight. And afterward Joshua smote them and slew them and hanged them on five trees. And they were hanging upon the trees until the evening. He was kind of mean, wouldn't he? Now, and it came to pass at the time of the going down of the sun that Joshua commanded, and they took them down off of the trees and cast them into the cave wherein they had been hid, and laid great stones in the cave's mouth, which remain until this very day. And that day Joshua took Makkedah and smote it with the edge of the sword, and the king thereof he utterly destroyed them, and all the souls that were therein he let none remain. And he did to the king of Makkedah as he did unto the king of Jericho. Then Joshua passed from Makkedah, and all Israel with him unto Lebanon, and fought against Lebanon. And the Lord delivered it also, and the king thereof, unto the hand of Israel. And he smote it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls that were therein, he let none remain in it, but did unto the king thereof as he did unto the king of Jericho. And Joshua passed from Lebanon, and all Israel with him, unto Lachish, and encamped against it, and fought against it. And the Lord delivered Lachish into the hand of Israel, which took it on the second day, and smote it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls that were therein, according to all that he had done to Lebanon. Then Horam, king of Jezer, came up to help Lachish, and Joshua smote him and his people until he had left him none remaining. And from Lachish Joshua passed unto Eglon, and all Israel with him. And they encamped against it and fought against it. They took it on that day and smote it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls that were therein he utterly destroyed that day, according to all that he had done to Lachish. Joshua went up from Eglon, and all Israel with him, unto Hebron, and they brought and they fought against it, and they took it and smote it with the edge of the sword, and the king thereof, and all the cities thereof, and all the souls that were therein, he left none remaining, according to all that he had done to Eglon, but destroyed it utterly, and all the souls that were therein. And Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, to Debir, and fought against it. And he took it, and the king thereof, and all the cities thereof, and they smote them with the edge of the sword, and utterly destroyed all the souls that were therein. He left none remaining, as he had done to Hebron, so he did to Debir, and to the king thereof, as he had done also to Lebanon, and to her king. So Joshua smote all the country of the hills, and of the south, and of the vale, and of the springs, and all their kings. He left none remaining, but utterly destroyed all that breatheth, as the Lord God of Israel commanded. You know, as long as Joshua obeyed the Lord God, everything worked. And he was not tricked or anything. But when he didn't use the Lord in making the decision, they made their own. Now, And Joshua smote them from Kadesh Barnea even unto Gaza, and all the country of Goshen, even unto Gibeon. And all these kings and their land did Joshua take at one time, because the Lord God of Israel fought for Israel. And 43 in the last verse of chapter 10. When Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, into the camp to Gilgal. He's returned back now to Gilgal to wait for what else God is going to want him to do. We're going to stop here because 11 is quite lengthy. God willing, we'll get through that this evening at 6 p.m. But it is a quite lengthy chapter within itself. Let's see. We've got the... We got 23 good-sized verses. Anyway. All right. Well, we're going to stop here for this morning. And we see that when mankind will listen to the Lord God, things work. But when he don't really take the Lord in to and bring him into what he's doing, he makes bad mistakes. Now today, you and I have been given something they didn't have. They didn't have a Savior living in them. They didn't have the Holy Spirit of Almighty God living in them. You and I do. Now, the difference with us too is that we are not to kill. We are to follow the Lord God and his word, and to live by it. Every word of it is truth. And it gives you and I a roadmap to heaven if we will follow that map in obedience unto the Lord our God. Think about this. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Fathers, we close your word this morning. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray for Israel. We pray for them to have peace. But Father, even more than that, we pray that all of Israel will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, so that one day Israel will be known as the land of Jesus. And Father, we pray for this land of ours, this land that the government, Father, has brought so much evil upon its own people, making them to believe things, Father, that is not true, that is evil, and that is even an abomination unto you. And it has gotten into our churches, Father. And I'm praying that our churches see and understand this. And those that have been accepting these things, Father, and bringing them in to their places will repent. Quit teaching things that are contrary to the Word of God. Get back into the Word. Stand on it and its truth. And come together to bring this land, Father, to repentance. And help us to put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your Word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for all of our families, all of us of this ministry. We have family members that are walking in darkness. I ask the Holy Spirit to work with them, to speak to them, and to help us to lead them out of darkness to light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ, so that none be lost. And all can make heaven their home throughout eternity. Now, Father, as we prepare to separate for this day, keep us all in health, Father. Keep us safe till we can return this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time back into your Word. Watch over us, Father. Let thy angels guard us. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everyone. Walk with God, he'll walk with you. Have a great day.